Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Mordechai Merazi Sheyichyu. Schus Chayu Chavit Fege, Bas Michal Yudis Basia, Besoch She'ar Chole Yisrael. And it's based on the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, Ravan Arav Zetzal, Ketuv Bagmara, B'Mesechet Barachot, B'Daf Nun Aleph Amud Bet, Rabbi Natan Omer, Minayin She'en Pri B'Tna, How do we know that a woman's, the fruit of her stomach, is blessed from the fruit of the stomach of the man? I will bless the fruit of your beten. It doesn't say bitna, which would be referring to the female, but rather it says pri bitnecha, referring to the male. Explains the Rav, Atuda tiv'it b'yachatz ha'isha. The purpose of a woman, v'lamdeinu orchot chayim b'chlal ha'anaga v'anechinuch ha'roi al avanot. Ha'isha klalit shal klal ha'uma, al-pi darka shal torat Hashem t'mima. Will teach us the proper way, v'imachanech banos. When we understand the purpose of the woman, we can understand how to be machanech. Ki hininu ro'im et ha'banot, we see that girls are no less intelligent than boys. And yet, on the other side, we see that they were not created to be involved in the depths of science, the matters of the intellect, both as far as their inclination goes, which is more towards the emotional side. And also they have to raise children. Ipuram, they have to be pregnant. Leidatam, they have to give birth. Hanakatam, they have to nurse. Hazeh yotzer behem orientatsia nafshit. L'inyanim elu dafka. This creates an orientation for these matters, for raising children. As we see, women are a lot more into their children than men are. Tell a man to see, he could stay home with his children all day. For years he wouldn't take you up on the offer, even if he could afford it. But a woman usually is working because she has to, or because society tells her she has to. But in theory, she would love to just be with her children. Ve'od ki mitkaber dor acher echad v'yoved l'shechler tabenot gam ken v'ashlamat ha'sech v'ma'ale al yona. If there's a door that's misgaber and wants to perfect the girls, v'hashlamat ha'secha, to perfect their intellect in a great level, v'yozmot chinuchiyot, they have these educational initiatives that want to get the girls involved in, as the Rebbe called it before, in kea madayim ba musarim, deep matters of science and ethics. Azira la osher ha'dor haba, they won't be happy. That's the feminist movement. It created a lot of unhappy feminists. Ki tushiya mateshet kocho shel adam, v'taskut b'chisharon ha'sechel, machlisha kol pnim rav u'mater chozek ha'guf. Because tushiya chochma weakens a person, and involving oneself in Kishron HaSechel, Iyun Svara, weakens a little or a lot the power of the body. And therefore, it's not going to be good for the woman. It's against her Tuna Nafshit. Alkein ru l'kol ha'pachot l'anyeach cheskat ha'guf shel ha'imot shelo titmotet me'avodat ha'limudim. Therefore, it's fitting to allow the power of the mothers of their body not to collapse from too much learning, and to fill in an important part of the chisaron that is caused from the by the weakness of the fathers who are involved in limudim, in intellectual matters. So seichel is very, very important. So we need people to be involved in matters of the seichel, but it also weakens them. So the women come in with their natural power, and they fill in what is lost by man when he's involved in matters of the intellect. And then we have this unification of these two powers, and together they build the proper society. יצא בהמשך הזמן דרוך חלש ורפא עונים שלהם מורשר כלל מרוב חולשתו לקבל את יסודי החוכמה והצדק ועור הדעת אלוקים ועור דעת אלוקים שצריכים נפש בריאה וגוף פרי. But since the mother is also involved in עבודה מוסקלס, in intellectual matters, and not developing her feminine side, it's going to develop, it's going to create a weak generation. It's not going to be capable to receive the foundations of Chachma and Tzedek in the light of the knowledge of God that require a healthy body and a healthy soul. So that's what society is doing. We're just so used to it. But society is basically taking women and trying to make them into intellectuals just like men. As much as men are involved in matters of the intellect, so too women. And the Rav felt that that's not, it's against their nature. It just weakens them and it weakens future generations.
על כן גדולים מאוד דברי חכמים.
And therefore, how great is what the Chachamim teach us. כל המלאבי דביתו תורה כאילו מלדה תפלות. ואין קץ לאושר הכללי שיצאנו על פי הדרכה המעולה הזאת. If you teach your daughter Torah, it's like teaching her nonsense. And we saved a lot. We saved mankind. Through
this teaching. ראה שנוצרה אישה לאוכל החדשות מעצמה, כי אם רב כוח שכלי בה, להזכיר בה עד כמה ראויה היא להיות מודרכת על פי ההנהגה, המעולה של שלמי האנשים בנפש העדינה מוכנת על פי רכות מסגר להרגיש את הוד ההדרכה המוסרית וטובתם של יראת השם בדרך צדקה ומישרים, כפי תוכנית ששלמי האנשים ישכילו בחוכמתם ובמקם חקרם.
And what's the point of a woman's intellect? It's not that women aren't intelligent. Many women are a lot more intelligent than men. So what's the point of a woman's intellect if it's not going to be in order to be used? So therefore we have to take for ourselves the revelation, the nature itself, as a proof that a woman was not created to invent new things. Almost all of the great inventors in history, if you look, it's very interesting, almost all of the great inventors were men. Even in our age, in the technological age, it's almost always men. Interesting. Kim rav koch sichli ba, she has a koch sichli, and we have to understand how she has to be directed by the complete man, Shlemei Anashim. In other words, a woman has the koach of Kabbalah. That's the woman's koach. So she has to use her intellect as a mekabelas, as one who receives. Benefesh adina muchenet apir akud mizgal lahargish et hod adracha musarit. A in this gentle soul that's prepared based on its soft nature to feel the splendor of Hadracha Musarit, of ethical teachings, the beauty, the light, the pleasantness, v'tshuvatam shel yirat Hashem v'derech tzedakah u'misharim, and the good taste of fear of God, the way of tzedakah, right, righteousness. According to the kafiyah tochnit, according to the plan, shishleimei anashim yaskilu b'chokhmatam v'amikam chikran, based on what men understand. I'm well aware that this is not a woke einaya shtickle. This is but that's the Rav's understanding of Torah's emes and the nature of the world. Chanan la b'zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu bina yitera k'divrei Chazal. So Chachma is the makor. Chachma is where it all comes from, and bina is developing it. Hargashad dakav shnuna shteitzei lepol anale rak v'yotah puelta pi orcha. להרחיב ולהתאים את יסודי המוסר, לברם על פי רגשות טבעים טובים, הנקטים לחיזיון הנהגת בית יפה. In other words, the woman has to take the teachings that she receives from man and then develop them based on her natural emotions and feelings. It says in Chazal, Shabbos Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, Choisin Zeh Seder Noshim. Chosin. Pasuk says Chosin Yeshuot. The Gemara darshins that pasuk and it says Chosin is Seder Nashim. The woman is the Chosin, she's the power of the house. Because, as Rav Tzvi Yehuda explained, Kol Yediyah Musarit Ve'Amunit Nekletet Ba Kedavar Chai Hayatzuk Balev Uruchol Eivarim Ad Shishim Koach Ba'Olam Inei Yochol Lahazizo. Any ethical knowledge or belief is absorbed very well into the woman and nothing can move her from it. Rav Tzvi Yehuda Meltzer used to illustrate the special power of a woman with a story that happened in his house with his wife. Tzvi Yehuda Meltzer was the son of Mrs. Zalman Meltzer. The Second World War, the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael was in a terrible, terrible matzav. They were nervous that the Nazis were going to invade the land of Israel. Baruch Hashem, it didn't happen. But there was almost no money coming in from outside of Eretz Yisrael because of the war. The financial situation got worse and worse. In Rav Meltzer's house, there was almost no food left. And he had a lot of chovos. Couldn't even buy a little bit of bread and a little bit of water, a little bit of milk on credit. When his children asked for food, he couldn't give it to them. And Rav Meltzer collapsed, cried, so felt such despair. When his wife, the Rebbetzin, who was known as a very quiet woman, when she saw how low her husband felt, she started mentioning all the Psukei Bitachon and Emuna, Mamari Chazal, that her husband, she heard from her husband, he used to darshan beautifully. So now she used those same Mamarim to strengthen him. She saved the house. And the Rav was mitodeid, he was encouraged. And lat, they were helped, and they got through the difficult tkufa, and that's the koach of a woman. As he afnima, she internalized the sichas musa that she heard from her husband. She was thus able to strengthen him. Al kein rak biyot chovat hadrisha mistalaket me'avot l'chinuch habanot. רק אז יצא לפועל להכשר הבנות, לחקר ולטפח על פי רגשות לבן את המדעים המוסריים ברכות הטובות של יראת השם, שהוא רחמים בשרי קודש ואז גם המצוינות ביותר, תביננה את תעודתן. So only when the obligation to seek out chachma and spiritual toil is removed from the avos towards the banos, then the girls will be able to actualize their potential in developing and cultivating these what they had learned. In other words, not to demand that they write doctorates in Jewish philosophy or that they go through Shas B'Yin, but to teach them in Yanei Emunah, what is Hashem, Halachos, how to be a Jewish woman, a Jewish girl, a Jewish woman. And they'll internalize that and they'll understand, even though as intelligent as they are, doesn't matter. The more the better. But they'll be able to appreciate what their purpose is. And אז תדענה בתעודתן לחשוב שעליהם לחפש חדשות יסודיות, מה שאינו על פי תכונתו, בעצם זה כל לעצום חיים המוסריים והחומריים. So if we just teach them, and they internalize that, it'll be great, we'll have beautiful homes. But if we try to make the girls into great intellectuals like boys, and we put them in the base medrash for 12 hours, and we tell them to be mechadish in the Rashba, and a new pshat in the Rambam, and work through a Lecha Mishnah and a Kesef Mishnah, b'miyashiv machlekes between the k'tzos and nesivus and siba oimek ha'inyan. They're really saying the same thing, though it looks like they're arguing. All that's for the men. If you gotta give that to the women, it'll destroy them. It'll destroy society. Lo lahalit et habanot Torah v'chekin. That's not their purpose. Therefore, the Torah tells us that the fruit of a man's womb, of a woman's womb, is blessed from a man's. So that's physically. In other words, physically, her pre-bathin is blessed from a man, and so too spiritually. It's blessed from the man. She has to be makabel from the man. The Rav writes in Enei HaShabbos, Chelek Aleph, page 199. Hanashim hinan be'etzem rechokot mechiyuv ha'etzakat b'torah, ve'eshet tzivyonem nutulei yafe ba'ashlamat ha'rgasha adina, ve'netiyot tviyot rakot v'yesharot she'en ken koach memalei bekladut ha'umah lekoach ha'poel, הידי עוזה של תורה. אבל עצם החובה של תלמוד תורה הוא זר לרוחה. ומה שיסיר ממנו את השקט הטבעי הפנימי שלה יזיק יותר, מה שיוכל להוביל על ידי השמעת הציורים הרמים ביותר. שמצד מניעת הכנתה לא יצטיירו אצלה בשלמות עוד קדושתם. So women are very far from the chiyuv v'isek ha'Torah, because their purpose is fulfilled beautifully in their world of emotion and nature and instinct. And that fills in the power of Torah. We have the power of Torah of the men, and then the hashlam of the women through their pure nature. So that's the society that we live in. Society that we live in tells women to get a degree, to be intellectual, get a bachelor's, get a master's, get a doctorate. It's not necessarily for their good, it's not necessarily for the good of society. So Mitzvah Hashem, very fascinating Gemara coming up. So hopefully that's for a coming share. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.